Masechta Menachos, Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. About two-thirds of the way down, where it says, HaLechem Me'akeves HaKvosim. Rabbi Akiva says that the lechem holds back the kvosim, meaning there can't be any kvosim unless the Ishtei HaLechem is brought along with the kvosim. My time of the Rabbi Akiva, Gomar Yiyu Mitiyena. Rabbi Akiva learns Gzeir Shavah between the words Yiyu and Tiyena. Now, let's first take a look at the parasha. In the Torah it says that on the day of Shavuos, after 49 days of Omer, Ve'hikravtem Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem, Mimosh Veseichem, Taviyu Lechem Tenufa. Lechem Tenufa, special chalas upon which Tenufa are made, should be brought from Eretz Yisroel, Mimosh Veseichem, Shtayim, two of them, Shnei Esroinim, each one should be a fully sorin, together two Esroinim. Soilas Tiyena, Chometz Teyofena. They should be made of soilas and baked chometz. Now the word Tiyena here is said in reference to the chalas. Then later it says, Ve'ikravtem al halechem, alongside of the lechem should be brought the following korban, Shivav kvosim temimim b'nei shona, ufar ben boker echad ve'elim shnoyim. These are the oilas, seven kvosim, one par, two elim. Two, yiyu oilo l'ashem. These should be the oilas that are brought, umin chosim v'neskehem, and so on. So, together with the oilos, the seven kvosim, the one par, the two elim, it says the word yiyu. Then it says, there should be one sor lechatos, two kvosim, and then the heinef hakoyen oisam alechem abikurim tenufa l'ashem al shnei kvosim. The koyen should be meinef the two chalos, the heinef hakoyen oisam, that goes back on the lechem because there it says lechem tenufa al shnei kvosim, together with the two kvosim. Koydesh yiyu l'ashem l'koyen. So here we have the word yiyu in the pasuk, together with both the Shnei Alechem and the Shnei Kvosim. Now, we already know that the Pasuk Yiyu is used La'akev. That's the Torah's way of saying Bahaviyosek Dehei. This is the way it has to be. It can't be any other way. And we already know that the Shnei Alechem is Ma'akvin Zeh. You can't be Ma'akev or be main if one without the other, either both or none. And the same thing applies to the Shnei Kvosim. One is Ma'akev the other. It's either both or none. And this we learn out from the Pasuk Yiyu. But over here, there's an additional Pasuk Yiyu that goes on both the Shnei Halechem and the Shnei Kvosim. And it's mashma that there's a third din of Ikuv, that one group is miyak of the other. But we don't know which is the most important one, the Shnei Halechem or the Shnei Kvosim, which is the Iker, and there's miyak of the other one that's only a tofel. Now let's go back to the Gemara. My time with Rabbi Akiva, what's the time of Rabbi Akiva who says that the main one is the Lechem, and without the Lechem you can't be miyak of the Kvosim? But the lechem is not dependent on the kvosim. The lechem could be brought independently. So he says in the Gemara, Gomar Yiyu Mitiyena. He learns that word Yiyu, the Gzeir Shalah, from the word Tiyena. That is the word Yiyu after the Tanufa of the Shtei Lechem and the Shnei Kvosim together. Kodesh Yiyu Lashem Lakoyim. He says that what's the Yiyu in the Pasuk refer to? Mitiyena. We learn it out from the Pasuk Soilas Tiyena, which goes on the lechem. So the main one of the two, the one that's Miyakiv, which is Mirumet by the word Yiyu, is the Lechem, because it's hookish to the word Tiyena. Ma'la halal Lechem, Afkan Lechem. Over there the word Tiyena refers to Lechem, so here too, Yiyu, which tells you who's the Miyakiv, it's the Lechem. Ubenanas goma Yiyu, Miyiyu. Benanas has another Gzer Shavit that tells you that the Miyakiv is the Kvosim, because we find in this parasha the word Yiyu used in conjunction with Kvosim. There, Agavurcha is used with the kvosim of the oila, with the shiva kvosim, and the par and the shnei elim, not with the shnei kvosim that are brought with the rach shlomim. But nevertheless, after listing the shiva kvosim in the par and the shnei elim, it says, yiyu oila l'ashem, and the word yiyu over there allows us to be makish the yiyu of the tnufa, kodesh yiyu l'ashem l'koyen, to the yiyu which is near the behemoth shal oila in the beginning of the parasha, which contains among others kvosim. And so Benana says in the Lashon HaGemara, Mal Halan Kvosim, Afkan Kvosim. Over here, the Iker is the Kvosim, not the Shtei Alechem, and the Kvosim is the main member, that's the Ma'akev. Without the Kvosim, nothing could go. Beg the Gemara, Benana's Nami Nelof Mitiyena. Why doesn't Benana's learn Rabbi Kiva's Terosha? After all, the Kodesh Yiyu L'Hashem L'Koyen at the end of the parasha does deal with the Inyan of Lechem directly. And Mele, it's more logical, it's more mistaba to say that the word Yiyu there is linked to the word Tiyena, which is written in conjunction with Lechem, Soilas Tiyena. Now, in the Mishnah, Benanis did give a tam why he says that the Iker is the Kvosim. He said because for 40 years in the Midbar, the Yidden were only makshiv the kvothim and not the shtei alechem. So we see the kvothim could be independent. Now, the Gemara doesn't say that tam over here, simply because we're being ma'ayin now in the drosha, the gzeir shove of Yiyu, to which word in the parsha is it mo'doime. And it's quite obvious that what Benana said before, that it's being mukash to the word Yiyu, that's in conjunction with the korbonos oilo, is a little far-fetched, because the Sheva Kvothim over there have nothing to do with the Shnei Kvothim Shel Shlomim. Its only link, its only dimion to the Shnei Kvothim Shel Shlomim is because here there are lambs and here there are lambs. In both cases there are Kvothim. But Kivsei Oila and Kivsei Shlomim are two different than Yonim Lagamri. So as far as the Drosha and the Pasuk goes, it's surely more mistaber to link together the Yiyu of Kodesh Yil Hashem Lakoyen with Soilus Tiyano, which deals with the Lechem, which is represented in the Pasuk of Kodesh Yil Hashem Lakoyen. The Gemara answers, Donin Yiyu mi Yiyu, Zain Donin Yiyu mi Tiyano. It's a matter of similarity, even though the subject in the Pasuk Yiyu, Yiyu Oila Hashem, is totally different than what we're looking for. Still in all, the words are more similar. Yiyu and Yiyu are exactly the same word, but Yiyu and Tiyana, despite having the same root, are two different words. The Gemara asks, Mainafki Mina? What's the difference? Atana Dveri Shmoel, didn't Dveri Shmoel learn Vishav HaKoyen Upo HaKoyen? He made Dveri Shmoel between these two psukim in the parsha of Negebatim. Vishav HaKoyen means the Koyen comes back, Upo HaKoyen means the Koyen comes back, and he made Dveri Shmoel out of the two to teach us a very important halacha in Negebatim. I'm sure you had it in a number of other places, so I wouldn't go into it at length over here as to what the limud is there in Negebatim. The main thing we see, though, is that it's possible to make Dveri Shmoel out of two different words as long as the meaning is the same. So why can't we make Gzeir Shava out of Yiyu and Tiyena? Over there we learn out Zehu Shiva, Zehu Biyah. Returning and coming back is all the same thing. And it could be used for Gzeir Shava. So the Gemara says, Hani Mila Hechad Alechad Adomile. That's if we have no other word that's exactly the same. Aval Hechad Ikad Adomile. But where we have another Gzeir Shava, which has the exact same word, Mid Adomile Yalfina, and we'd rather learn it out from the one that has that exact same word, even though as far as the Inyan, the Yiyu mi Tiyana is a much closer Inyan than Yiyu mi Yiyu in our present parasha. But more important is to have the same word than to have the same Inyan. Then the Gemara asks, Rebbe Akiva nami leilaf Yiyu mi Yiyu? Shouldn't Rebbe Akiva also learn that Yiyu mi Yiyu rather than from Tiyana? It's hard to say that Rebbe Akiva's machloikis with bananas is that he disagrees with that rule, that Gzeir Shava depends primarily on the same word rather than the same inyan. So the Gemara says, no, Donin Dover Shematona Lakoyan, Mi Dover Shematona Lakoyan. The Pasuk Kodesh Yiyu Hashem Lakoyan deals with two items which are a Matona Lakoyan, the Shtei Alechem and the Shnei Kvothim. Both are primarily given to the Koyan. La Fukehani, but it's much different than the Yiyu in the beginning of the Parsha, which deals with Oilois, the Oilois Ninu, and it has nothing to do with the Matana Lakoyan Bechlau. The Mela, despite the similarity in words with the Limud Yiyu Miyu, it still is so distant when it comes to the Inyan that we're trying to be Makish that we'd rather learn out the other Drosha, where the Inyonim are at least similar, even though the words are slightly different. The Boyasema, another way of saying Chatna Machloikis, Sevakivan Rabshim Bananas, is Bikro Gufikon Niflugi. It's how to learn Chatan that Pasuk of Kodesh Yiyu Hashem Lakoyhen. Rebbe Akiva Sovar, Eze Dover Shekulay Lakoyhen. And since it says the word Lakoyhen, so the Yiyu refers to something that goes completely to the Koyhen. Have Oimen Zelechem. The only thing that goes completely to the Koyhen is the Lechem, because after all, some of the Shnei Kvosim, that is the Emurim, the parts that go in the Mizbeach, do not go to the Koyhen. Ubenanis, Benanis says no. Miksiv Kodesh Yiyu Lakoyen, it doesn't say Yiyu next to the word Lakoyen. Kodesh Yiyu Lashem Lakoyen Ksiv. The Yiyu over here says to both part Lashem and part of the Koyen. Ezehu Dover Shemitzos Lashem Mitzos Lakoyen. Which of the two items? It's part to Hashem, that means part going on the Mizbeach, and part of the Koyen. Have the Yomer Elu Kvosim. Of course, you could see that this is the Kvosim and not the Lechem. Rebbe Akiva. What does Rebbe Akiva do with Benanas' Taina? He says, Miksiv Kodesh Yiyu Lashem Ulakoyen. No, the word Lashem Lakoyen doesn't mean part to Hashem and part to the Koyen. If that were the case, it would say Lashem Ulakoyen. Some to Hashem, some to the Koyen. Lashem Lakoyen, Ksiv. It's one Matona, which is Lashem Lakoyen. What does that mean? כדרפונה, דיאמר רפונה, כנוהי השם ונסונה לכהן. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam gets it as a chelek elyon and gives it to the kohen. Now, to understand this adequately, we have to focus on a letter over here in the last line of the Gemara. It says kidder afuna. It doesn't say the omer afuna directly, but first it says kidder afuna. And that lashon in the Gemara is always a reference to a member of afuna somewhere else. It means that this member of afuna kinoi Hashem, when the son of a kohen is found in a different sugya, and we're borrowing that phrase to help explain our Gemara. Now Rashi says it's a reference to afuna's member in Baba Kama, concerning an Osham, Hashem Gzeilois, which also says there, LaShem LaKohen. And the Gemara quotes Avun and saying, Kenoel LaShem Unasone LaKohen. Over there, the word LaShem LaKohen in Baba Kama refers to the money that's given to the Mishmur to be distributed among the Kohenim. There it says, HaOsham Hamushav LaShem LaKohen. The payment of the Gazlan goes LaShem LaKohen. And Chazal Dashen from there, that the money is distributed among the members of the Mishmar. It can't be given to an individual Kohen. It has to be given to the Rashi HaMishmar, and they divide it up evenly among the Kohenim, along with the other Matnas Kohuna. Differently than Truma, where the Baal HaBayis could give the Truma to whichever Kohen he chooses. Over here, the Gazlan can't give it to any particular Kohen, but he has to give it to the Rashi HaMishmar. And in addition, once he does give it, it becomes the personal property of the Kohen, and the Kohenim could be Mekadosh Shlishi with it, and so on. In our case, though, by Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, we're dealing with the meat of the Kodesh Kadoshim, which is not divided up among the Kohenim of this Mishmah in particular, but it's divided up among all the Kohenim in Klal Yisrael, because the Kivsei Atzeres are Korbonos HaRegel, and Korbonos HaRegel go to all Kohenim from all 24 Mishmaris. But in addition, the Kinoi Hashem and the son of a Kohen has a greater significance over here, and that is that the Bosar Kodesh Kadoshim, the Bosar of the Kitzei Atzeres, never becomes the personal property of the Kohen at all. He cannot be Mekadosh Anisha with it, because it's Mishulchan Gavoya Kozohu. The Kohen is considered a guest by the table of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, by the table of the Beis HaMikdash, and he can't do anything at all with this meat other than eat it. That's why we say Hamakadosh B'chelkoi Eina Mekudeshes, because the chelik that a kohen receives from the korban is not his, and he can't be Mekadosh Anisha with it. So the memra of Kinoi Hashem Unesone LaKohen in our sugya is quite a bit different from the interpretation of this memra that is in Masechet Baba Kama. And that's why Tosfos says that it seems that the main address of the memra is here in our Gemara, because here Kenoi Hashem and the son of Lakoyan has two basic inyonim of significance. One is that it doesn't belong to any individual and can't be given to a particular Kohen. It's given to the heads of Kohuna who divide it. Over here, though, it's not the Mishma, but it's all the Mishmayas. And a more important significance is that it never belongs to the Kohenim at all, but it remains the property of Hashem, and the Kohenim can only serve as guests and eat that Basar. When it comes to Baba Kama, though, Kinoi Hashem and the son of a Kohen only means that it's not up to the individual to give it to whichever Kohen he pleases, but that's up to Hashem Yisborach, that is, to the people who represent Hashem Yisborach, the heads of the Kohuna, to divide up among the Kohenim as evenly as possible. In this case, to the members of the Mishmar, rather than to all the Mishmaris. But the second Yisoy, that it still belongs to Hashem and it doesn't ever become the property of the Kohenim, that's impossible to apply to Gezel HaGer, because over there we're talking about money, which of course does become the property of the Kohen. Now let's go weiter. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Moedim, Shem Huzkiku, Zel HaZeh, Shem Akvin Zeh HaZeh. Everyone, meaning Rabbi Kivin, Ben Anas, they all agree that if there's something that connects together the Shnei Kvosim and the Lechem, if they're chained together by some Maiseh, which we'll see later, then they act of each other, and from that point on, if one of them gets destroyed, then the other one has to be destroyed also. It can't be used, and a new pair of Shtei HaLechem and Shnei Kvosim have to be brought. And both members of the first pair have to go. The Ezel Zika Shalahen, which is the thing that binds them together, Shchita. Once the Shnei HaKvosim had Shchita, then the Shtei HaLechem become Kodesh. That's the halacha. We'll see later a little bit more about this. But that kedusha means that the avoida of the shnei kvosim had a tremendous effect on the status of the shtei alechem. And because of that, the shtei alechem become tied together with the shnei kvosim, and their lot has to be now one. If either of them get lost or become nitma or nifsal in any which way, then the other one has to be destroyed. Now, let's go a little weiter. Omer ule bo b'mairovet. In Eretz Yisrael, they ask the following Giboya. Tenufa oise zika? Oy einoy oise zika? Does tenufa make zika or not? Now, tenufa, in the case of Shnei Kvosim, is done before the Shechita. You're probably familiar with the following, that in the Korban Shlomim, there is tenufa after the Shechita. The tenufa is made with the Emurim and the Chazav HaShoik, and of course that's after Shechita. But the case of Shnei Kvosim, the lechem is put together with the kvosim, and the tenufa is made while the kvosim are still alive. And Ule is asking if there's a zika before the shechita. In fact, the Gemara, Parshat Lamed Rabbi Yochanan, why don't we say that, according to the memory of Rabbi Yochanan before, it's Parshat, that the only thing that makes zika shechita, the Yom Rabbi Yochanan shechita is a zika. Mikol, the tenufa eino is a zika. Of course, we could see from this that tenufa, which is before shechita, does not make zika. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Gufa Kama Boyle, we want to understand Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan's memory Gufa. Mifshat Pshita Leila Rabbi Yochanan de Shechita Oif Zika. Rabbi Yochanan hold a Posh de Zach that Davke Shechita makes Zika for a Dova Posh, therefore, of course, Nufa doesn't make Zika. Utnufa ain't Oif Zika. Oi Dilma Shechita Pshita Lei, Utnufa Mesapka Lei. Maybe Shechita surely makes Zika, but it's possible that Nufa makes Zika before. And the reason he said Shechita is because that's the first time in the Avoida of the Kvosim and Lechem that we're certain that there's a Zika that binds them together. So the Gemara says, Teku, let it remain in Iboya. Now a little bit weiter. Amalei Rav Yehuda bar Chanina l'Rafune, Reid Rav Yeshua. He has to cash on this. V'hokik siv, koidish yul Hashem l'koyen, v'osa tenufa ksiv. How could you think that tenufa makes Zika? We just darshan before the Pasuk Kodesh Yehu L'Hashem L'Koyen. Upligi Benanis V'Rabbi Akiva. And Benanis and Rabbi Akiva had a machlokes concerning that Pasuk. One said that the only thing that's ma'akev is the lechem, the other one said the only thing that's ma'akev is the kvosim. Which means that hakol moedim, that only one thing is ma'akev. There's no ma'akev in zeh at that point. But it's all a limit from the Pasuk Kodesh Yehu L'Hashem L'Koyen, which shows that hakol moedim, that at the time of Kodesh Yehu L'Hashem L'Koyen, they're not ma'akv and ze'ezeh. There's only one thing that's ma'akv, the shaila's which. So, since this pasuk is said after the tenufa, it shows that both Rabbi Akiva and Ben Anis held the pshitus that there's no ma'akv and ze'ezeh at the tenufa. Fekti gemor, ula taimech, both at tenufa v'loi b'fashchita, the pasuk kodesh yehu l'Hashem l'koyen is said b'fashchita as well. Now, of course, if you look at the chumash, you'll see that kodesh yehu l'Hashem l'koyen is said right after the tenufa. And there's no indication in the Pasuk that it has anything to do with after the Shechita. But if you look a little bit sharper in the words, what does Lakoye mean? It means it's distributed to the Koye. Good, it goes through Hashem, Mishulchan Gavoya Kozoch, as we said before, but there is a distribution made to the Koye, and that could only be after Shechita, because nothing is given to the Koye before Shechita. So based on that, we should say that even after the Shechita there's no Zika. But that can't be. We know Rabbi Yochanan said that by Shechita there is Zika. Elamai Yisvoch L'memro. So what must you say? Meyikorakoy, that Kodesh Yehu L'Hashem L'Koyen goes back to some point before its position in the Pasuk. Umay Kodesh Yehu L'Hashem L'Koyen, and what does the word L'Koyen mean in that part of the Pasuk? Dovah Shesoifoy L'Koyen. The thing that will end up being in the hand of the Koyen now becomes Kodesh L'Hashem. So despite the word L'Koyen, which is Mashma, it's being distributed to the Koyen now. We're saying, we're talking before the Shechita, it wasn't a distribution, we're not ready for it yet, and the word Lakoyen means that this is the direction things are going, that it's going to end up in the hands of the Koyen. It's Hochanami, so too could we say with respect to Tenufa, Dovor Shesoifo Lakoyen, that even though the Pasuk Kodesh Yehu L'Hashem Lakoyen is written after the Maisa Tenufa in the Pasuk itself, but it's a reference to the Chalois HaKedusha, which takes place either at the Tenufa or before the Tenufa yet. Saying that at some point, way back, there was only one thing that was Yiyu, that was Ma'akiv the other. They weren't at a point yet of Ma'akiv and Zezeh. And at that time, we were looking to the future of Lakoye, that it would eventually be given to the Koyen. But which point it is, whether it's before the Tnufa or at the Tnufa, We don't know yet, and that's why we have an Iboya that's still unresolved, whether Tanufa makes Zika. Now, earlier we had explained what Zika means. It means that the Lechem and the Kvasim are so closely tied together that if either of them are lost, then the other one can't be used for a korban, it has to be destroyed. Of the Lechem, of the Kvasim, of the Kvasim, of the Lechem. Now, that needs a little explanation, because when the Lechem is lost, we could understand very well why the Kvasim can't be used any longer, because the Kvasim are korban, and they have a Kedusha, Kedusha Faguf, that cannot go off without Pidyon, and Pidyon cannot be done with unless there's a Mum. The Kedusha that they have is tied to the Lechem. The Lechem is no longer here, therefore that Kedusha that these Kvasim have is useless. It cannot be used unless this Lechem is here, and the Lechem isn't. And to be pointed, we can't do that unless there's a Mum. Once there's a Mum, the Kvasim cannot be used for a Korban any longer. So even if we say Tanufa Oysa Zika, and there is Zika while the animals are still alive, the animals are permanently lost from ever becoming a Korban again. However, the other half of the Kvasim of the Lechem needs a little explanation, because why can't this Lechem be used again? Now, we know that the Lechem has Kedusha. In order to become a mincha, in order to become Shtei HaLechem, first it must be given Kedusha HaPeh, which means that the Shlich Bezdin is Makdish the Lechem, giving it Kedusha Donim or Kedusha Berek HaBayis, not Kedusha HaGuf. What we mean by this is that the Lechem, or the flour that was prepared for the Lechem, once it's given Kedusha HaPeh, is subject to the Dino of Ne'ilo, and it's roi to be used for a korban later on. But to get Kedusha HaGuf, which gives it a permanent Kedusha, that it can no longer have Pidyon, that it becomes Nifsal Belina, that it becomes subject to the Chumris of Kodesh, which is the Tumah of Tzvulyayim and Mechusei Kippurim, that it should become Nifsal B'yotzei, according to most Hishonim. This Kedusha HaGuf can only come with a second Maisa. Either if it goes into a Klishoris, which is Mekadoshit, the Kedusha HaGuf, and as we'll find out, there's other ways of giving Kedusha HaGuf to Shtei HaLechem. Later on, we'll learn that there's a Machloikis Rebbe and the laws of Reb Shimon. Rebbe says that the Shchitas HaKvosim is Mekadosh to Shtei HaLechem. Until the Shchita, the Shtei HaLechem has no Kedusha HaGuf. Reb laws of Reb Shimon says that it's the Zrika which gives Kedusha to the Shtei HaLechem. That means that until Zrika, there could be Pidyon given to the Shtei HaLechem, because there's no Kedusha HaGuf yet. Now, it makes sense that according to Rebbe, we could be poided to Shtei HaLechem before Shchita, but not after Shchita. Because until Shchita, there's Kedusha Tomim, but not afterwards. Now, by Behemah, you could be poided after there's a Mum, but not by Menochus. Because once it's Niskadosh B'Klishoris, there's no Pidyon. Now, according to Rebbe, therefore, it makes sense to say that if Shchita creates a Zika between the Kvasim and the Lechem, then after the Shchitas HaKvosim, let's say the Kvosim happened to be destroyed, and all you have left is the Lechem, then we have to say, of the Kvosim, of the Lechem. There's nothing at all to do with this Lechem, there's no way to make Pidyon, and the Kedusha that it has now cannot be used at all, even if we get other Kvosim, simply because the Kedusha that it has is tied to the first pair of Kvosim, that's what Zika means. But according to the Velozer Reb Shimon, there's no Kedusha HaGuf as yet to the Lechem, so what does it mean when we say that Shchita makes Zika? As far as the Lechem goes, why can't we just go ahead and be poyed to the Lechem, and it becomes Chulin Gemurin, then we'll be Magdish to new Kvasim, and use this very same Lechem, which is now Chulin, to serve along with the second pair of Kvasim. After all, when something is Chulin, if the concept of Zika doesn't apply, it should be treated like any other Lechem in the world, since it was baked properly. If so, it should be right to be used along with the second pair of kvasim. Why should we say then that after Shchita, of the kvasim, of the lechem? And even according to Rebbe, who says that Shchita is a Zika, how do we learn pshat in the tzad of the Iboya that says that Tanufa could make Zika? After all, when we're finished with the Tanufa, the lechem still doesn't have Kedusha HaGuf, and if it's of the kvasim, then we should still be able to put the lechem to use by making Pidyon and being Mekadosh again to serve along with the second pair of kvasim. This is Tosfos Kasha. Now, there are a number of Gemaras that seem to indicate very clearly that you can make Pidyon on the Shtei HaLechem up till the point where it received its Kedusha HaGuf from the Kvosim. According to Rebbe, that would be the Shchita, and according to Rebbe Lozer Reb Shimon, it would be the Zrika. One is the Beferish Gemara in Tzochim, which speaks about Lachmi Toida. Lachmi Toida are very similar to Kvosim and Lechem, because by a Korban Toida, there are certain Lachmim that are brought along with the Korban Toida, which also receive their Kedusha from the Shechitas HaKorban, according to Rebbe, and from the Zikas HaKorban, according to Rebbe Reb Shimon. It seems to be the exact parallel of Kvosim and Lechem. Now it's Gemara. And the Gemara says the Seir there in Tzochim, that according to Rebbe Reb Shimon, it could be Pidyon on the Lachmi Toida until the Zrikin. There's also a Gemara on Daf Mem Zayin, which says that if there were four Lachmim bread baked along with the Shnei Kvosim, even though Tanufa was made with all four, still according to Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, it could be Pidyon done to two of them until the point of the Zrikas Adam. What compounds this is that the Gemara says later on Daf Mem Zayin that even according to Rebbe, who says that the Shchita gives the Lechem Kedushas Haguf, that Abaya holds that there could still be Pidyon afterwards, because Abaya says that, according to Rebbe, after the Shchita, Tofes Pidyonoi. If someone makes Pidyon on the Shtei HaLechem, so the money that he was poited them with gets Kedushas Haguf from the Shtei HaLechem, gets the Kedusha, that is, from the Shtei HaLechem. So from that it would seem that, according to Abaya at least, even as for the Shita of Rebbe, there could be Pidyon for the Shtei HaLechem after Shchita. So according to whom, then, could we say that Shchita makes Zika? Once we're able to make Pidyon after the Shchita, then there's no such thing as Zika as far as the Lechem is concerned. And Lekula Alma, it's a shver, how could Zika affect the Lechem after Tnufa? And Tosfos has two ways to answer the Kasha. Number one, there is a machloikis with a Tanur Mekadesh. The Tanur is the oven in which the Shtei HaLechem are baked. And one Mandoma learns that the Tanur is considered a regular klishoris, and just like a klishoris, if Mekadesh Minchan gives it Kedushas Haguf, so too the Tanur in which the Shtei HaLechem are baked is Mekadesh the Shtei HaLechem with Kedushas Haguf. And the Mela, there's no Pidyon after the baking in the Tanur. The Gemara that we quoted, which suggests that there is Pidyon, according to Rebbe, until the Shchita, and according to Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, until the Zrika, those Gemaras hold that Tanur is not Mekadesh. Now, there's another derech that Tosfos has, and that is to say that Shtei HaLechem has Kedushas Haguf according to everyone by the Shchita, and there can't be any Pidyon after the Shchita, and even after the Tnufa, because once the Tnufa Mechayim, so there can't be any Pidyon after. There's another Mahalach that Tosfos has, and that is that the Shtei HaLechem, according to everyone, receives its Kedushas Haguf at the Tnufa, which is before the Shchita, and therefore after the Tnufa there can't be any Pidyon at all. And that's how we could say over here that Shchita makes Zika, or Tnufa makes Zika. So that if Shchita were to make Zika, that means that after the Tnufa, if the Kvosim were lost, we would take two new Kvosim and join them to the old Lechem, because there was no Zika yet. But in any case, the Lechem couldn't be Nifted, because there can't be Pidyon after Tnufa. And once there is Zika, the Lechem would have to be destroyed. Now the Gemara in Tzochim, which says clearly that there can be Pidyon to Lachmi Toida until the Shchita according to Rebbe, and until the Zika according to Reb Shimon, is no steer to what we just said, because by a Toida there is no Tnufa while the animal is alive. There is Tnufa to a Toida after the Shchita, like by every Karmash Shlomin. That's when we're done, when the Emurim and the Chazav Shoik are removed from the animal. Then the Trumas Lachmi Toida, 1/10 of each type of bread, is placed on top of all that, and Tnufa is made. But while the animal is alive, there's no Tnufa. By Shtei HaLechem and Shtei Kvosim, there are two Tnufas. One while the animals are alive, and one liachar shchita, in the same manner as the toida. So that's why it's no steer from the Gemara in Tzochim, because by toida there's nothing to make kedushas haguf until the shchita or the zrika. Now the Gemara Vayter that said that if there were four lechems instead of two, and the tnufa was made with all four together with the shnei kvosim, then the Gemara says the Seir that there is pidyon according to Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, and even according to Rebbe until the shchita. This could be explained by saying that in such a case, Tanufa can't make Kedushas Haguf, because since they can't be Kedushas Haguf to four Lechem, if Tanufa was Mekadosh two, then two afterwards, having Tanufa after the first pair, would never get any Kedusha. Once the Kedusha was done to the first two, no new Kedusha could be given to any others. And Kol She'enoi B'Zeachazeh, Afilu B'Vatachazeh, even if all four were done at once, so they would have no Kedushas Haguf at all, not one of the four. Or we could perhaps say that two out of the four have Kedushas Haguf and two don't. And the Gemara that said that Pidyon could be made means that we make bidyon to the two that have no kedushas haguf. We don't know which ones they are, but after we make bidyon, all four could be eaten, as we'll see the Gemara Vayta. And the third Gemara that said that according to Abaye, even according to Rebbe, after the Shlita, there still could be pidyon. What it means is that if someone did make pidyon, so then some kedusha goes onto the money, and the money becomes kodesh, but in no way can the lechem go out l'chulin. The lechem can't go out l'chulin after the Shlita. They can't even go out l'chulin after the tnufa, according to what Tosfos just said, because there can't be any pidyon after the tnufa. So according to this second mahalach in Tosfos, the thing that gives the shvei lechem kedusha saguf is the tnufa. And the other elements of kedusha saguf, that is to make the lechem nifsal belina, or nifsal beyotze, or subject to special dinam of tumah and tara, that first comes with the shchita, or with the zrika. Now, according to the Rambam, these tritum of Tosfos won't be possible, because the Rambam paskins that tana is not mekadesh, and there's no indication anywhere that he holds that after tenufa there can't be any pidyon. So how would the Rambam explain shchita ois zrika as far as the lechem is concerned? That is, if after shchita the kvasim are lost, why should we say that the lechem should be lost? Why can't we make pidyon after the shchita? Now it's true that the Rambam learns that there can't be pidyon after the shchita, because we paskin like Rebbe, who says that the shnei kvasim are mekadesh b'shnei lechem with shchita. But how are we to explain the tzad that says tnufa makes zika, and the Rambam paskins that tnufa makes zika? The Chofetz Chaim suggests that perhaps the Rambam would learn simply that once there's zika, that is after the tnufa or after the shchita, even if we could be poyed to the lechem, we couldn't use it any longer for any other kvasim. It would have a connection, even after it became chulin, to the original pair of kvasim. It could be eaten as chulin, but it could never be joined to another pair of kvasim. Now, the interesting thing about the Rambam Shita is that the Rambam does paskin that the tenufa is oisa zika. The Rambam says that it's only min hasofik, because the Gemara was never poisha the Iboya. But the Rambam does say that after the tenufa, if it's of the halechem of the kvasim, of the kvasim of the halechem. However, he does apply the din of shchita oisa zika to a totally different case. Now, we had learned earlier that the set of karbonis that are associated with the shtei halechem, in each min, the individual members of each min are ma'akev one another. The seven kvasim are ma'akev each other, the two elim. But one min is not ma'akev the other. The Rambam does learn that after the shchita of the shnei kvasim, then all the minim are ma'akev each other. That means that once the shnei kvasim are geshachten, if any of all the korbonis of the seder and toras kohenim was lost, then all the korbonis cannot be brought, and a totally new set of korbonis have to be brought with the shtei alechem. Of course, with other shtei alechem, because those became zokuk during the tnufa. So with regard to the association of all the korbonis with one another, he uses the halacha of shchita or fizika. Now let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara is the kasha in the middle of the Yomud, beginning of the line, u'shchita or fizika. Could you say that shchita makes zika or minhi? I'll ask you a steer to that. If the lechem was broken, the lechem must be whole, and if it's broken, it becomes posel. Now, if the lechem was broken before the shchita, then you bring other lechem and make shchita. This refers to a korban toida, by the way, not to shnei kvasim and shtei lechem. So there's no problem here with tnufa making zika, because there is no tnufa at all by a toida. Now, misha shchota, after he shechted the korban toida, nifras lachma, if the bread got broken, hadam yizorek v'habosar yeyochel. He does make six hadam. The korban is kosher, that means the bosar could be eaten. Videi nidre lo yotza v'halechem posel. The baal hakorban is not yotza with his neder. After all, the neder was to bring a toida with lechem. A toida with lechem that's posel doesn't fulfill the neder. And v'halechem posel, the lechem is posel, that means it can't be eaten. Nizek hadam, after the zikas hadam, then the korban is already kosher. He was yotza with everything. Toirein min hasholem al haporos. By a korban toida, there's trumas lachmi toida. There are 40 loaves of bread, that is 30 of matzah and 10 of chametz, and one out of each group of 10, three individual lachmim of matzah and one of chametz are taken and set aside as trumas lachmi toida. These are given to the kohen and are also to Azor, and tenufa is made with the trumas lachmi toida, as I said before, together with the chazer v'shoik and the emurim. The din is toira min hasholem al haporos. The truma must be made from complete lachmim, from shleimim. And the prusim are muta b'achila, because once the zika was made, so everything became muta b'achila. The truma of the lachmitoid is not the thing that makes it muta b'achila. It's the zika. Now, in the middle case, when we said Adam Yizorek, it's important to note that the zika of the dam is made l'shem korban shlomim, not l'shem toida, because a toida without lechem is not shayach. And the kohen who makes the zika for dam should be mechaven that it's l'shem shlomim. Now, normally, no kavon is necessary during Zikas Adam. In fact, Chachamim will mesaken that no one should have any special kavonis, because it's very likely that the kavonis could be confused and the korban could be affected by a bad kavonis. That's what the Gemara says in Sochim. But over here, it's necessary to change the Kedusha of the Toida to that of Shlomim, to make what we call Akira, otherwise it would be a Toida which would be possible without Lechem. Tosfos says on Daf Mem Zayin that even according to the Shita that holds generally Loi Boi Akira, what does that mean? Let's say we have a korban that changes from one Shem korban into another. There are two major examples for this. One is the korban Pesach, which if it remains after the Yontif, becomes a Shlomim. Moisar Pesach is Shlomim. So there's a machloikis. Some say Boi Akira, to make it into a korban Shlomim, you have to change it by doing the Shchita L'Shem Shlomim. Otherwise it remains a korban Pesach, and if it's done not on the Yontif of Pesach, so it's possible, because it's a Pesach Shaloi B'Zmanai. So you need Akira, an official declaration, changing it to give it Kedusha Shlomim rather than Pesach. And there's a mandava that says, Loi Boi Akira, it automatically becomes a Korban Shlomim. Another example of this is Moisar Osham, which becomes a Nidvas Tzibur or a Nidvas Yochid, and it changes to an Oilo. That also is subject to the same machloikas, whether you need Akira or not. Toysa says that over here, when the Toida turns into a Shlomim, Kula al memoidim, that you need Akira, because after all, the Shechita was L'shem Toida, even if the word L'shem Toida wasn't specifically expressed, but at that time there was Lechem, and it automatically becomes a Korban Toida. After the Shechita, to change into a Shlomim, you definitely need an Akira during the Zrika. So in the second case, when we said Hadom Yizorek, there's no doubt in the world that you have to have a specific Machshove L'shem Shlomim to turn it into a Korban Shlomim, so that it should be kosher without Lechem. But you could easily see from this case, and we'll mention it further on after we finish the next two cases, you could easily see that this is the case, this second of the three cases, is the one from which we're asking a kasha. That is the Gemara's kasha here. Ushchita oisa zika? Do you say that shchita makes zika? After all, a shchita makes zika between shnei kvasim and shnei lechem. It should make zika in any similar case, that is, between a korban toida and its lechem. And it would stand to reason that if the korban toida was lost, the lechem would have to be destroyed, and vice versa. If the lechem was nifsal, then the korban would no longer be kosher. And here we have in the second case, after the shchita, the lechem was broken, and memelet becomes possible. And yet we do see that the korban is still kosher. We're not using it as a korban toida with any other lechem, but it's kosher as a korban shlomim. If we say shchita oisa zika, doesn't it stand to reason that the korban should be possible once it was linked to the lechem during the shchita? But let's go on with the next two tziurim, which are very similar to this one. Ad shelo shchota, before he shechted the korban toida, yotza lachmo, if the lechem went out, that means if it went out of the city of Yerushalayim, because by korban toida, yitziya min ha'azora is meaningless, because the lechem may be eaten throughout the city of Yerushalayim. So yotza lachmo means it went out of Yerushalayim. So the din is, of course, machniso, he just brings it back because it has no kedusha that could become nisal b'yotze. And the very same lechem could be used b'shoichet, and he makes the shchita on this korban toida with this very same lechem. Misha shchota, after he shechted it, yotza lachma. In that case, the lechem becomes possible. Hadom yizorek, he makes zikas adam v'abose yeyochel. The nidrei lo yotze is not yotze with his neder. You have to bring another korban toida with other lechem. V'halechem possible. The lechem, of course, was nifal b'yotze once it got its kedusha during the shchita. This goes according to the shita of Rebbe, who holds that the shchita's hakorban gives Kedusha to be poifel b'yotze, and we don't have to wait for the Zika. Nitzer kadon, if the Zika was made already, then toir mimashiv esnim al shebachut. The lechem that's outside became nisul, but it's after the Zika, doesn't affect the korban at all. But trumas lachmi toida still has to be done. If there's one of each min left inside, so then truma could be made. There's a chiddush over here, of course, that the lechem that's outside could be considered as a minion of chalois, so that we could be able to make truma from the ones that are still kosher. This chiddush applies to the first case as well, where some breads were broken. They're possible, but they're still included in the minion of chalois, and truma could be made from the ones that are still kosher. Now for the third case, Ad Shaloy Shchata, if before Shchita Nitma Lachma, the lechem became Tomei, maybe lechem Acher, he brings other lechem, the Shoychet, it makes Shchita. Misha Shchata, if it happened after the Shchita, Nitma Lachma, Adam Yizorek, Habote Yochel, Vide Nidra Yotza, according to this Gersa, he is Yotza with his Neder, Shatzit Mirata Al HaTomei. The Tzitz makes Ritzui, that means the Tzitz makes it as if the Tumet didn't exist, Lagabi, the Kashris of the Korban, Halechem Potzel. But the lechem is definitely possible because it is tomei. The tzitz does not remove tomei. The tzitz gives the korban a din of ritzui. That means it makes it kosher. That the zikas adam should be effective on the ritzui of the baal korban and on the being yoitze of the nether of the korban, as if there were no tomei. This is the girsa that we have here in the Gemara. The girsa that Tosfos prefers is the one that says videi nidra lo yotza, not videi nidra yotza. The reason is because there's a major machloikis in Masech Tepsochim whether tzitz meratza al ho'achilois, this halacha that tzitz makes it as if there's no tumma, like abiritza akorban, does that then affect something that should be eaten, that became tomei? There's a shita that holds ein tzitz meratza al ho'achilois, which maintains that parts of the korban that are designated for achila can't be affected by the tzitz if they become tomei. It's only the dam or the koimetz or the emurim that became tomei that could be benefited by the tzitz, and the avodah could go on even if they became tomei. But when it comes to parts that are used for achila, the tzitz cannot be meratzim. In the case where these parts affect the korban, should they become tomei, then it's too bad. The tzitz cannot be used to help it, and if it was done, it's as if it's tomei and the korban is possible. And there are hechoches that this b'raisa goes according to the one who holds tzitz ein hatzitz meratzal hachilois, and the mele would be better to be goyres videi nidroi lo yotza. And to complete the inyan, nizer kadam was after zikas adam, then part of the lechem became tomei, then toirim min hatoir al hatomei, again the lechem hatomei is included in the minyan, legabi tumas lachmei toida, and of course the korban was already accepted at the zikah, the baal was yotza with his neder. But again, in all three tziyurim, by nifras lachma, by yotza, and by nitma, in the middle case, where the psul happened between the shchit and the zikah, we see clearly that the korban is not tied to the lechem. Even if the lechem is nifsal, still the zrika could be made to be machshir the korban b'torah shlamim, even without any lechem at all. So how could we say that shchita makes zrika? And that's the Gemara's lashon. The isal k'daydik shchita oisa zrika. If you say that shchita should make zrika, kivin the huski kuluzel was ebe shchita, since they were linked together during the shchita, if the way lechem, once the lechem becomes possible, the possible namik toida, the toida should also become possible. The Gemara answers to that Shani Toida derachmana kariya shlomim. In the case of Toida, as opposed to the case of Shnei Kvasim and Shnei Alechem, the Toida could become a shlomim because the Torah called Toida by the name shlomim. The parasha of Toida is introduced by the words Vizois Toida Zevach HaShlomim. And at the end it says Al Zevach Toida Shlomov. So we see clearly that a Toida could become a shlomim. It could become a shlomim if the lechem is possible, rendering it unfit to be a Toida. It reverts to its original din and becomes a shlomim. Now one might ask, shouldn't the same thing apply to Shnei Kvasim? After all, the Torah does call the Shnei Kvasim also by the name Shlomim. So why shouldn't we say that there can't be any Zika by the Shchita? Because if after the Shchita the Lechem became possible, so what? Be makir the Shnei Kvasim as if they were independent Shlomim without Lechem. The answer to this Taisa says is because the Shnei Kvasim are Kodshei Kadoshim, and they're also Karbonus of Tzibur, and they can't be compared to a Shlomim, which is a Karbon Yochid and Kodshim Kalib. So it's impossible to call the Shnei Kvasim a private Shlomim that could exist without Lechem. We know of only one type of Shnei Kvasim, and that is together with Lechem. In the case of Karbon Toida, though, which is Kodshim Kalim and a private Karbon, if it so happens that the Lechem became possible after the Shchita, so the Karbon Toida reverts to the status of the Shlomim. Of course, it still has one limitation. That means that it could only be eaten liyoyim v'layla. It can't be eaten the next day, because once during the Shchita, it was limited to achilas yoyim v'layla, it can't get back the din of shnei yomim v'layla echad, which a korban shlomim has. It's still, to a certain degree, a korban toida, but we learn out certain dinim that it gets from korban shlomim, making it a limited shlomim. And the Gemara goes weiter, omer v'yemi intem tzulayma tenufa oifa zika. If we would say that tenufa does make zika, then ovet halechem, ovet dukvosin. If the lechem is lost, then the kvasim have to be destroyed, as we said before, of the kvasim of an halechem. V'yintim tzaloyma tenufa eina oisazika. In that case, hevi lechem a kvasim, let's say he brought lechem a kvasim, the tziba brought it, that is, v'hunfu, and tenufa was made, v'ovad halechem, the lechem was lost, and handed in would be the heavy lechem acher, other lechem to be brought with these very same kvosim. So the shaila now is, oisai halechem toen tenufa, oi ene toen tenufa. Does this new lechem require tenufa or not? Now, in order to understand the shaila, we have to closely examine the posik that speaks about tenufa. The posik says, v'heinif hakoyen oison al lechem habikurim lefnei Hashem al shnei kvosim. Now, oison loshen zocher refers to the kvosim. V'heinif hakoyen oison, the koyen makes tenufa on the kvosim. Al lechem habikurim lefnei Hashem means alongside, together with the lechem habikurim. Al shnei kvosim. These words are a beer of what the Heinef HaKoyen Oysam refers to. Oysam means it refers to the Kvosim. And it also tells us that the Lechem and the Kvosim have to have a Tnufa together. In what manner this is done will be discussed later on. But the Iker Tzivoy of Tnufa is on the Kvosim, and the Tanai in the Tnufa is that it should be done together with the Lechem. Now we could see the Iboy of the Gemara. The Gemara says, if we bring new Lechem that has no Tnufa, along with Kvosim which had Tnufa, what's the din? Oisai halechem toin tenufa, oi einai toin tenufa, is a new tenufa required for the lechem. Of the kvosim, loiti boilach, if the kvosim were lost, and we're going to use the same lechem that originally had tenufa, along with new kvosim, there's no shaila, the vade boi tenufa. Surely we have to have tenufa on these new kvosim, because as we said, the ikar posik of tenufa goes on the kvosim. Now, the tenufa on the new kvosim, of course, will have to be made together with the old lechem. That means that the lechem will have tenufa for a second time, with different kvasim than it had in the beginning, since there's no zika, so the lechem could be joined to another group of kvasim and have another tenufa. But kiti boiloch, what's the boy all about? Ovid halechem. If the lechem was lost, the new lechem is brought. Eli b'de benan is loiti boiloch. According to Manas, there's no shaila at all. The omer kvasim ikar. He says the ikar is the kvasim. And once the kvasim had their tenufa, the lechem is only pulled along with the kvasim. It's toffled to the kvasim. So we have here lechem without any tenufa at all. The presence of the lechem during the tenufa is only a tenai in the tenufa for kvosim. But the ikar kedusha of the lechem is a poel yoitze of the kedusha of the kvosim. Once the kvosim had a proper tenufa with the original pair of lechem, so its kedusha could be extended to this new pair of lechem without requiring a new tenufa on their part. Kiti boilach alib der bekiva, the only shayla is according to bekiva. The omer lechem ikar. He says that the main thing is the lechem and their kedusha goes on to the kvosim. My, what's the din? Even the lechem ikir boy tenufa. If you have new two lechems, then you have to have a new tenufa on them. Oy duma kiven the matir in the day kvosim inu. Since the thing that's going to be matir the lechem are the kvosim, loitzorach tenufa doesn't need a new tenufa. What this means is the following: Rabbi Akiva holds the ikir is the lechem. The kvosim come only on account of the lechem, but it's the shrit of the kvosim and the zikas adam of the kvosim that's matir the lechem. Now this isn't a great surprise. That the kvosim, despite the fact that they're considered a tofu, still have the power to be matir the lechem. It means the following. Lechem could be brought independently if there's no kvosim around. The kvosim are not miyakiv, according to the Kiva. So if that happens, then only tenufa is made on the lechem, and there's no need for a matir. We'll learn later about that in the Gemara. The lechem could be eaten without having shchita nezrika on kvosim. Or perhaps they won't be eaten at all, but they'll be burnt. We'll find out about this later on. But lechem could be brought without kvosim. On the other hand, if lechem is brought together with kvosim, then the kvosim are the matir of the lechem. It's the instrument in the retinue of the lechem, so to speak, which is required to be used to help be matir the lechem. So the shaila is what role tenufa plays in this. Now, if tenufa is part of the seder of being matir, that is tenufa, and then shchita, and then zrika, all these are avoidas that are done to the kvosim in the seder of the kvosim, which eventually will be matir the lechem, which is the ikar. In that case, even according to Rakiva, the lechem would not require tenufa. Or perhaps tenufa is like an independent avoida. It's not just a chelik of the seder hamatir of the kvosim, and tenufa must be done to the lechem. Now, if kvosim is the ikar, so the tenufa of the kvosim, like we said according to Ben Azai, pulls along the lechem with it. Kvosim that had tenufa could impart its kedusha, which includes the kedusha that it received during the tenufa, and transmit it to the lechem. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the kvosim are a tofel. They only transmit a heter to the lechem, but not the kedusha salechem. The kedusha salechem is independent of the kvosim, and because of its kedusha, it has to have its own tenufa. Then the Gemara says, Teiku, we remain with the Yiboya. Amalei Abaye L'Rove. Abaye asked the kasha to Rove, a general kasha, the whole parasha of Shnei Lechem. After looking through this parsha, we see that there's a long list of karbonis, oilois, the Chatos, the Kivsei Atzeres. For some reason, Chazal always assumed that it's the Kivsei Atzeres Bedavka from all these Karbonas that are directly associated with the Lechem. And that their Shechita is Mekadosh the Lechem, and according to Ben Anas at least, they're Me'akav the Lechem. Without these two Kvothim, there can't be any Lechem. So, Omalei Abayelayov, Maishno Shnei Kvothim, the Mekadshi Lechem U'Me'akvi. Why do we pick out Bedavka, these two Karbonas? Where is there an indication in the Parsha that it's these two Karbonas that are Mekadosh the Lechem through the Shechita and Zrikit? Are matter then, and are also ma'akev, according to Bananas, if there's no kvothim, there can't be any lechem. Now, if you remember the Gemara back on Daf Mem Hei, it would seem that this part of being ma'akev shouldn't be a problem, because the Gemara did bring a posik to say that the kvothim of the oila are not ma'akev anything else in the parsha, nor are they ma'akev the lechem. The posik said shivas kvothim, and Chazal Dash shivas kvothim avu pisha ein lechem. But Rashi points out over here that the Gemara wants to know why, even after the Shechita, do we say that the Oilois, the Shiva Kvothim, the Par, the Shnayelim, are not Miyakiv, the Lechem. The Kasha, therefore, is even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that the Kvothim are not Miyakiv, the Lechem could be brought independently, but Rabbi Akiva is moida that after there's Tanufa or Shechita, so we are Miyakiv, the Lechem, on account of the Kvothim. So the Kasha is here, why do we say that in all cases it's the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres that are Miyakiv, the Lechem, and not the Korbonus of Oilo and Chatov? Why are the other karbonas not mekadosh lechem? And they're not miyakev the lechem, even after there was something to make zikin. On my way, hoyel v'huskiku zelazev tenufa. The reason for that is because they were joined together with tenufa, and the Torah states clearly that tenufa is only with the shnei kvothim, the shnei lechem, and not with the oilif. Now it seems from here that in order to have such a din that the shechitas hakvothim on mekadosh the lechem, there has to be a tenufa that joins them together before the shechita. That's what it seems that the Gemara just said. So they ask a kasha, v'harei toida the way huskiku zelazeh, the tenufa. By toida there's no tenufa mechayim before the shechita, and yet we see umekacho ma'akva. It's the shechita fatoida and the zika that gives kedusha to the lachmi toida, and without the toida there cannot be any lechem. It's ma'akva the lechem as well. Elo ketoida. Let's learn this halacha out from toida. Adrab. Ma toida shlonin, ma tochen ha mishlonin. We do find that Shechitas HaToides and Kaddish the Lechem. And we'll use that as the basis for deciding which Karbonas over here are Mekadosh the Lechem. It's the Shlomen, just like in the case of Toide. The Gemara says, Midomi, how could we compare it to Toide? Hosam Lekes Vochem Achrini Ba'adeh. There are no other Karbonas alongside of the Toide. So the only one that could be Mekadosh the Lachmi Toide is the Toide itself. Hochad Ikes Vochem Achrini Ba'adeh. Here where there are other Karbonas, the Oilers, along with the Kivsei Atzeres, Lekachu Hanu Vihani. Let both of them be Mekadosh the Lechem. Elo Ke'el Nozir. So the thing to compare it to is the Isle of a Nozir. A Nozir brings three Karbonas during his completion of the Nazirus, the Chatas and the Oila, and the Isle Nozir, which is a Shlomen. And my Isle Nozir, Afagav the Ikas Vachem Achrini, when it comes to Isle Nozir, even though there are other Karbonas with it, Shlomen Hu the Mekadshi, Midi Achrini Loi. It's the Shlomen, the Shlita of the Shlomen, the Zrika that gives Kedusha to the two types of Lechem that the Nozir brings with his Karbonas. And the other Karbonas don't give the Kedusha. Hochanami, the same thing over here, Loishno. It's the Shlomim out of all the Karbonas that gives the Kedusha. Hosem and Olon, how do we know by Eil Nozir that it's the Shlomim that gives the Kedusha? The Sanya, the Esho Eil, Yas, Ezevach Shlomim LaShem, Al Sal HaMatzos. The Pasuk says the Feirish that the Eil is the Zevach Shlomim, which its Asiya makes the Sal HaMatzos, the basket of Matzos, Kodosh. Melamit Shehasal Bochoyva La Eil. The Sal HaMatzos comes as a choiva, as joining the ayil, and it gets its kedusha from the ayil. V'shchitas ayil mekacha. L'tichach, shachta shaloi l'shmoi. If the shchita was made shaloi l'shmoi, the shchita of the ayil nozir, loi kitchu halechem. Then the lechem of the nozir have no kedusha, because its kedusha is not only dependent on the shchita of the ayil, it's dependent on its shchita l'shmoi. Why the shchita l'shmoi is the only thing that's mekadosh, we'll discuss later on in the next block.